Leading the news this morning, the lead investigator in the Oscar Pistorius murder case has been replaced by South Africa's top cop. Earlier, it had been revealed that Hilton Boita is facing attempted murder charges. They date back to an incident in 2009 when he and two other officers opened fire on a minibus full of people. Northern New South Wales is bracing for more flooding today. Heavy rain and gale force winds are expected to hit the region later this morning. Residents in Coffs Harbour are already sandbagging local homes and businesses. A severe weather warning has been issued for that entire region. Members of Australian swim team are expected to tell all about their bad behaviour at the London Olympics when they front the media this afternoon. Six swimmers in the men's 4x100m freestyle squad are facing disciplinary action after telling officials about what they call a pre-Olympic bonding session. Clubs in the ACT have voted to delay the trial of mandatory pre-commitment technology for poker machines until after the federal election. The trial was due to start this month, but the clubs say the coalition would dump the plan if it wins the election. And Federal Treasurer Wayne Swan will outline his plan for more financial transparency for all political parties during a speech to business leaders this morning. He'll announce extra funding for the Parliamentary Budget Office to independently cost coalition and crossbench policies.